Let's head down to Raiderville, and Millie Boyle is on the line. G'day, Millie.
Hello, how are we?
We're going good, mate, but more importantly, how's this preparation been for the Blues to win the Shield back?
Yeah, it's been good. We were in Sydney for a couple of days, but on Monday headed down to Canberra, and it's actually been all right. It's been close to 10 degrees every day, which has been quite nice.
Now, this is a big game. You're taking on Queensland. It's in the nation's capital, so looking forward to that. Any idea what sort of crowd they're hoping to get, Millie?
Look, it is an 8 o'clock middle of winter game in Canberra, so we're not expecting too many, but I think around 10,000, which will be awesome for the girls, for sure.
The joint Dalian medalists will don the sky blue, yourself and Emma Tonegato. Tell us about that particular moment, winning that Dalian medal for yourself, Millie.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. Definitely wasn't expecting it, but yeah, it was very special award, and to share that with Emma was, really special.
For many years, Emma, and I was sharing this story about Ronda Rousey. So Ronda Rousey, Ronda Rousey was sort of the first to arrive and was much heralded. Then all of a sudden, on the back of her influence and this massive pipeline came through the game, and then she was quickly irrelevant. And I'm not suggesting that the original players of the National Rugby League for the women's game are irrelevant, but this pipeline has similarities where it is just my daughter, all her girlfriends, some of them, they can't get down to Canberra, so they're going out to Leichhardt tonight to watch the under-19 girls play. And the game and the pipeline,
unreal.
It's flying, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is really good. It's great. I love how the NRL have done it this weekend in particular with Rep Round, and the juniors for the Origin have the Thursday night time slot so everyone can tune in and watch or go down and watch, and then we've got the Friday night and then the international games and then the men's on a Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be an awesome weekend of footy.
Hey, Millie, Steve O'Keefe here. Last time I spoke to you, it was during the SAS in which I asked you whether...
It just came on TV.
And I'd asked if we were going to get any female representation in the final, but you did win it and you were very coy about it. So congratulations. You made
Thank
it through.
Thank you very much.
Great poker face.
Yes.
So it's been a big 6 months for you. You won the Daly M. I loved your interview, by the way, at the end where you looked like you'd had a couple of sherbets. It was
like I said, wasn't expecting it.
Which is great. And look, as you said, with the Origin, it's come a long way, female sport. Compare it to cricket maybe 5 years ago. Where do you see it headed at the moment? And what do you think's a comfortable stage for the football? So the Origin will move to 2 games next year. Do you think at the moment players are paid enough to make it a career, or do you still think it's in that infancy where players are going to have to balance work-life balances to be able to play professional football?
Yeah, look, it's still I still definitely think it's in between at the moment. It's great that there's another Origin game next year. We'll take two, but we'd love three just to have that decider. But then in terms of the NRLW growing, 4 teams is a big step, but I think they'll keep with those 10 teams for a little while until it's ready to take that next step. And then once it is, I think that's when we'll see it heading more professional in terms of working and getting paid full time. So, yeah, I still think it'll be juggling it, which, you can ask different people, but I like it. It's good at the moment, and you get to do your own thing outside of footy as well, but also enjoy it as well. So I think they're moving at the right pace.
I'll tell you a good little story relating to the NRLW. There's a young girl who's been playing Harvey Norman for Cronulla, a local girl called Andy Robinson, right? And they're a great family. They're a terrific family. Now, her father, Millie, is, and you could be familiar with this, of course, with your own upbringing, but Clint Robinson. And Clint Robinson played first grade with the Balmain Tigers. 35 years ago, almost to the day, he played his debut game for the Balmain Tigers at Leichhardt Oval.
Wow.
Well, tonight, his daughter, Andy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, almost 35 years to the day. And my hairs are standing up. But young Andy Robinson will play State of Origin tonight at Leichhardt Oval, almost 35 years to the day that her dad played for Balmain. That's pretty special, isn't it, Millie?
Yeah, that is very special. It's great seeing, people like fathers and family members getting back into it as well through not only, sons, but through the daughters and nieces and whatnot as well. And I found that really special being down in Canberra for this week as well. So, yeah, it's great that, you know, we can, yeah, see more of that representation and that side, not just in the sons and the nephews.
Speaking of Canberra, gee, it was a roller coaster ride for Adam Elliott and the boys last week, wasn't it? And he was right on scene. Hudson Young put the grubber through and he was that excited, Adam, all over Hudson. But what a roller coaster ride. They're just showing enough, aren't they, at the moment, Millie, Canberra?
They are. No, it was a very close game. We actually had to head to training. So I watched the first 60 minutes and then I'd come back and just saw that they'd only one scraped in by 2 points, and it was from Hudson putting a chip in with 90 seconds to go. I can tell you, I'm sure it would have been a different story if that had went dead, and it would have been a seven tackle set. But happy days, and all hail Hudson after that one.
Now, Millie, Adam is playing arguably career best footy. Do you put it down to yourself and the relationship for the main reason for that?
Look, I'll let you decide that. No, he's been doing well. He's been really enjoying his time down here in Canberra, and I think it's just the players that he's playing with, and yeah, you can tell he's really enjoying it.
Great.
But yeah.
Hey, Millie, take us into camp. Who's been the real characters this week?
You know what? I reckon Keely Davis. She's our hooker. She's always got a story or two. Yeah. They don't really ever make sense, but there is good value.
Okay, tell us this then, Millie. If you're looking at your players and their preparation, and for people who may not have heard yet a lot about this particular player, we've heard about Millie Boyle, we've heard about Emma Tonegado, we've heard about Jessica Sergis and the likes, but who's a younger player perhaps, or a player who's not at this stage as heralded as you guys, who we really got to keep an eye out for?
I reckon she's actually a little bit older. She plays with the socks up, so we know people are a bit older than people play with their socks up.
Yeah.
But so there's only her and probably Kezzy, so you'll notice her. And it's Rachel Pearson, our halfback. It'll be her first State of Origin, and this is her first year with the NRLW with the Dragons, and she did really well for them. But her kicking game and game management is unreal, and she's definitely one of the best halfbacks I've played with, and kicks like the balls on a string. So hopefully that continues for Friday night. But Rachel Pearson in the number 7 jersey, I think she'll have a blinder.
Now, the old adage of state v mate never rings true for someone like yourself playing with the Burley Bears and, of course, the Broncos. How much insider information are you handing out to the Blues? And when you do cross that line, obviously, that friendship will take a back seat with some of your former teammates?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I think they know more than I do. They've been studying, in their respective teams, the Broncos all year. Yeah, I mean, I do what I can, but it's more so just about playing our game. No need to adjust to what they're doing. And there was two New South Wales teams in the grand final, so I think we'll take a lot from that. And hopefully we see the same result come Friday.
Hey, Millie, if there was a magical card where you could block a player from playing, i.e. they're the biggest threat and you don't want to see them out on the field, and you know these Queenslanders well, who is that card you'd be dropping on for Queensland?
Look, it'd have to be my good mate, Tamika Upton.
Yeah.
She just rocks up anywhere at any time. And even if you're not kicking to her side, she ends up catching it on the full every time. And, she's always hanging around the ruck looking for offloads, and we're out the back as well. So she'll definitely be one we'll be trying to shut down.
Well said, Millie. Millie, we appreciate your time. We know you're getting inundated with requests for media at this time of the year with Origin. We do appreciate you having you here on the run home with Joel and Fletch, sock in the chair today. All the best for State of Origin. The four instalments for State of Origin, as we know it at this point, have all gone down to the wire. So I expect the same tomorrow night. Millie, all the best with that.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Up the Blues.